This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to check Steve's voicemail, 877-29-STEVE. You can call, leave a message, and you might just hear your phone call on the air. Are you ready, sir?
Stay ready.
All right. This caller left a message about Junior. Let's take a listen.
I am listening to your radio show on December the 9th, Monday, that is. And I'm just curious, is it Junior that is, I guess, sitting in for today? Because if so, I need him to liven up his voice a little bit, make it seem like he is excited to be there, and let's have a good time.
Yeah. So now, Junior, let's see how you handle critique. And Junior, because I felt the same way. I thought it was very dry. Now, go ahead, Junior.
Okay, first of all, I'm doing all I can, first of all. Okay. What's getting me and what's stopping me is all this reading I'm doing. See, okay. I don't know how to read and
you don't
do
read?
This. I'll never do this. All this reading is in the way, is what I'm saying.
Okay. But
reading,
you know the show, we do it every day.
That would surely do.
It's the reading that's bothering you. Why don't you read it? Because it ain't like three paragraphs. Why don't you read it, memorize it, and then say it?
Why would I do that?
It's called acting, fool. People get scripts all the time. See, you ever seen Denzel walking on the movie screen with paper in his hand?
Okay.
If he can remember a whole damn movie, how you can't remember? Okay. Hey, coming up next, Strawberry Letter. That's okay, all the hell.
Let me ask you this,
Yeah.
What movie have you seen me in?
Therefore,
I must not be a good actor, cause I ain't one. Remember, I didn't get the job for Santa Claus. Remember how depressed I was? They didn't give me the job last year for Santa Claus.
What? No. You auditioned for a movie to be Santa Claus?
Yeah, to be Santa Claus, and they said no.
Too small to be Santa Claus. That's why you ain't get the part.
I can tell you the other part. I wasn't good at reading.
So you gonna ignore what this lady is saying? Let's do the next call. Pick your energy up, cause you are
it's up.
Very dry.
I'm excited to be here.
Go ahead, Chicago. Next call.
What the right, hell is going
but
on?
But Junior, you hear what the lady is saying, right?
No.
The lady ain't got to read this show either.
See, right.
But you know the show. Just talk from the heart.
But she trying to listen to it, though.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We losing listeners. Stop me.
Yeah, because you ain't
trying to listen to the show.
Go ahead.
This is Dee from Florida. She has a question, Steve, for you about President-elect Donald Trump.
Hi, Steve, Carla, Thomas, Shirley, and Junior. Good morning. Sending you all blessings, love, and light. This is V from Florida. I wanted to ask you a question, Steve. As you all were talking about what we could expect from Trump and how he's pardoning the January 6th terrorists, I will never understand the hypocrisy of our democracy, for one, but isn't this the same president that as a nation we impeached when he was in office last time? So I just wanted to know what your thoughts, like how can a former president that once was impeached get that power again? I just want to get your thoughts. It just seems that people forgot that he was impeached, and how can we get that going again? Again, I love you all. Sending you blessings, love, and light from Florida. I love you guys on the radio. Listen to you every day. God bless.
Well, from my standpoint, I tell you, ma'am, I'm through hating on Trump. He is the president. He got elected. Mm-hmm. I did everything in our power to get Kamala Harris elected. Yeah. The American public, by over 5 million votes, decided that's not what they wanted. So now they have to sit here and deal with the repercussions. As far as did they forget he was impeached? Well, did they forget he was convicted of sexual assault? Did they forget he said he grabbed women by the pee? Did they forget he had 34 felony convictions? Did they forget that when he was president before, he doubled the debt of the United States? Did they forget all of that? Yeah. And they voted him in anyway.
They didn't forget. They just don't care.
Well, in the words of the lady, let me just do this right now. Coming up next, Nephew Thomas prank phone call right after this.
Good energy. Yay, Junior.
Wow. So much better.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.